Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to the fastest 2 hours in radio right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And before we get underway in hour number two, all of our listeners, you guys challenged us for a better mobile app, and we have responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app, available now for your iOS or Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gal Media. And as always, you can stream us live on the go or listen to the podcast at your convenience, all from one app. We're delighted to welcome back in to studio the Progressive Insurance Studio line, of course, is Andy Pondillo with our YSR weekly MLB news and notes. Good evening, Andy.
Good to be here. An exciting week of baseball so far.
It's been a historic week of baseball. Nationals' Max Scherzer strikes out 20 to tie a record. What was your impressions?
Well, I was, you know, the one thing I looked at is I didn't watch the game, but then I see it fly up on my radar, and I'm like, well, that must have been a shutout. And I look up, he gave up 2 runs, and he got through the complete game with 20 strikeouts without throwing a ton of pitches. Very impressive regardless. I mean, 20 strikeouts is 20 strikeouts. You see that, you know, what, maybe once every 15 years, 20 years? I mean, it's very rare to see. We all remember the Kerry Wood game when he did it. This was, you know, you could say classic Max Scherzer, just to a little bit higher of an extent. He's been dominant for a long time now. When he first came with the Diamondbacks, we wondered if he was just a thrower. He's really learned how to pitch in Detroit. He goes to the Nationals, gets his payday, and now you put him on a team that looks like to be one of the better teams in the National League. It's a good mixture. It's a good place to where maybe he can claim a Cy Young eventually over there in Washington.
And Max Scherzer, I mean, he overwhelms his former team, the Tigers. I mean, how cool was that?
Well, it's got to be awesome for him. You know, he never was really the guy in Detroit. Even though he put up fabulous seasons over there, this was Justin Verlander's rotation. It was David Price's rotation when he came aboard. Scherzer, he, in my opinion, you have Steven Strasburg over there in Washington. It's a formidable one, too. But Scherzer's the guy right now when it comes to that team. They pay him for it. He's definitely responded. He pitches the no-hitter last year. This team, with those two pitchers, if they keep throwing the way they are, you know, the ceiling's easily the World Series.
So let's transition. We've been talking about Max. Let's talk about the Astros. 6-4 on the recent homestand. They're coming back to life. They're being resuscitated.
Yeah, the starting pitching is where it all starts with. There's been quality start after quality start after quality start. You know, we talked about these guys all struggling as pretty much an entire rotation. And for whatever reason, when the light switch flipped, it flipped with every pitcher. So right now we're starting to see the type of game that they played last year. They weren't an electric pitching staff. They weren't running out Max Scherzer. They weren't running out Steven Strasburg, as we discussed back-to-back. They did have Dallas Keuchel, but what they do have is depth. They don't have a guy at the bottom of the rotation who just gets beat up, or a rotating guy, or, you know, just a lot of the problems teams have during the year, those 4 and 5 holes trying to figure out how to fill them. The Astros have 6 starters right now for only 5 positions. Actually, you could say 7 starters for 5 positions. They have depth. They don't necessarily have the gunners. They have the depth, and that's going to give them a chance to win. Really, the big question now is, when is this offense going to completely come around, or is this offense that has struggled at times this year, is this what they are this season? I think it's too early in May to really be able to tell.
Well, Andy, you're right. I mean, the Astros have depth, but they're showing a variation in ways to win, with the top of the order already getting locked in.
Yeah, order's locked in now. Altuve is going crazy. Springer, he could be a little better than he is right now, but he's still been very productive at drawing the walks. He hits for the power, of course. He drew 4 walks in that 16-inning game they played. So this guy is a guy that's very instrumental to the lineup. A lot of people with Carlos Correa were asking, what happened to Carlos Correa? And I told them, he's 21 years old. That's what happened. He's 21 years old. He's going to struggle. We've seen him kind of come out of it now. We've seen him driving the ball the other way. And really, teams have the book on these guys yet. This top three in the order are the type that can put up 1, 2, 3 runs in a hurry. And when you have that quick strike ability, you don't depend on 12 hits a game to be able to score runs. It hasn't all come about yet for the Astros, but there's a lot of promising signs as they get on this long road trip.
They are headed in the right direction. Our very own Andy Pondillo back with us in studio, the Quicken Loan Studios at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Reach out and connect with our audience.
That's going to be AstroChat at ESPN975.com.
Okay, so here it is Friday night. Lance McCullers, his return. Is this going to force somebody out of rotation?
It's going to have to looks like what AJ Hinch is going to do. He's going to go six man at first, so everyone's just going to get an extra day off when McCullers comes into the rotation. Gives everyone another start to see who should remain, who should go. In the competition, it's been good. You know, we've seen Mike Fiers, who looked like a guy that was on his way out of the rotation, pitch very effectively in his last two starts. The youngster Chris Devinsky, he comes out of nowhere. He's been just as good as any pitcher you're going to find recently in the American League in his last three starts. So these guys are probably the guys on the bubble. I'm starting to think that Devinsky will probably get bumped to the bullpen because he's, you know, a guy that's young, a guy that can probably slot in a little better as a relief pitcher with his nasty stuff. And Fiers is a guy, maybe not as electric as Devinsky, but a guy that you can trust to get you 175 to 190 innings, which is important when you talk about the domino rally of the starting rotation and the bullpen. You need these guys to get innings. So if Fiers is back, if Fiers is that 350, 370 ERA that gets you those innings type of guy at the bottom of the rotation, I look for him to probably stick around. And Devinsky doesn't mean he won't start again for the Astros, but it just means that he's probably going to be in the bullpen for the time being.
You know, Andy, I have to wonder, too, if the competition within the rotation has elevated and taken these guys to a whole new level in terms of what their focus.
I think it has. I mean, when you know your job's on the line, sometimes you might have to just dig a little deeper. It's not to say they don't dig deep every day. I think sometimes, though, when you put your back against the wall, players react differently. Sometimes they get a little more loose. They, you know, it's like, well, you know, this is going to be it right here, and you put everything on the table, and you know, maybe you just key in a little more. Maybe that's what Fiers did. Devinsky, in his case, he was playing with house money. He's a late-round pick that makes it all the way to the major leagues. He's in the bullpen because of an injury to start the year. He makes it to the rotation because the rotation's ineffective. Nobody saw this coming. He's taken this opportunity as good as I've ever seen a young player take advantage of an opportunity. The big thing with him, again, is can he get the amount of innings the Astros are going to need out of a starter? Anytime you bring up a young pitcher, you do wonder that. Even with McCullers in his second year, he's not a horse that you're going to drag through 200 innings this year. So you're always kind of careful to put too many young guys in a starting five-man because of the domino effect it'll have on that bullpen.
Okay, so let's transition in from the pitching in the bullpen to talking about, you had mentioned Jose Altuve. He is truly hitting for incredible power. And he's, what, in the top five in virtually every category offensively. I mean, what's been the biggest change to his game?
Well, he always makes some sort of adjustment every season. I remember the rap on him when he first came to the big leagues is he was a bad defensive player that could hit a little bit. Then it became he's just a singles hitter. Then it became that he hits for a high average, but he doesn't draw any walks. You look at him through the course of his career, it seems like every year he comes back with something new to his arsenal. Last year it was the power. We've seen him hit 15 home runs. He didn't hit home runs like this. This year the difference is there aren't Crawford box home runs. He's not taking advantage of his home stadium anymore like he was last year. He's just taking advantage of hitting, period. He's hitting home runs to right field. He's hitting balls deep to center. He's going to right center. He's taking pitches. His pitch selection is getting almost Lance Berkman-like out of nowhere.
Wow.
And
okay.
He's seeing a lot of pitches up there, and he's driving the ball. The big thing I say about him is we always kind of look at Altuve as this fun little guy who made it to the majors and a scrap hitter,
right,
winning batting titles, and it's fun. He's elevated now beyond that to just where he is one of the best players in all of baseball. People like to forget that because you got Carlos Correa over here, you got George Springer, you got these big boppers, you think of them as power guys. Altuve is the heart and soul of this team. Altuve will be the main reason if the Astros go to the playoffs, win the World Series, anything of that nature. Everything seems like it's going to go through him at the top of the order. He's now a guy that's been in the league long enough, and he's made the adjustments. It's really exciting to see.
Only got about 30 seconds. So going forward, the Astros, are they all the way back? I mean, what do they need to do to adjust going forward?
Not all the way back. Their offense still is a little bit troublesome to me compared to what we've seen last year. The top of the order is fantastic. Bottom of the order, middle of the order, they've got a lot of adjustments to make. And I know Hinch has stressed that quite a bit. Carlos Gomez is the ultimate key.
Another outstanding update, MLB News and Notes with our very own Andy Pondillo. You want to stick around? We've got a book review coming your way right after this quick timeout.